Thanks to a recent energy boom, Wyoming ranks among the top K-12 school spenders per student. But as oil and gas prices drop and coal companies declare bankruptcy, the Cowboy State's school funding future is in jeopardy. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports.
Join me in helping to keep Gillette strong.
More than 100 are gathered at a Friends of Coal rally in the Gillette Auditorium. The event feels part pep rally, part vigil for the region's ailing coal industry. Jonathan Downing of the Wyoming Mining Association has a message for coal miners in the crowd.
We wouldn't have the schools in this state but for the taxes that were paid on behalf of your hard work. And for that, every single school in the state of Wyoming in the last 10 years has been built with coal revenues. And you ought to congratulate yourselves on that. You can clap too.
Coley's bonuses have bankrolled $3 billion in school building. And Wyoming is spending an average of more than $17,000 per student. The national average is less than $12,000. 70% of state revenue comes from production of oil, gas, and Gillette coal. But that revenue is disappearing. Mark Schrum was a technician at the Buckskin coal mine.
I was just laid off on March 4th. For the first time ever in my life, not able to go and find another job.
But Schrum doesn't want to leave town. When he moved here 9 years ago, his son Jarrett was at the bottom of his class. Now 17, he's a straight-A junior at Campbell County High School. Seventh grader Cody is in his school's Gifted and Talented program and travels the state for science competitions.
You see a lot of money spent on the students from the technology that's present in the classrooms, the nice buildings. It's one of the primary reasons that we're doing everything we can to stay here.
The Campbell County School District runs a children's museum and a mental health clinic. Kids can take swim lessons in the district's aquatic center, and the state is funding construction of a brand new high school.
And you also see your teachers being paid well, which keeps good teachers here.
Like Schrum's wife, Tracy, who's a kindergarten teacher. In the past dozen years, Wyoming's teacher salaries have risen more than any other state's. Rookie teachers earn $43,000 on average, compared to about $36,000 nationwide.
Where we're in a tremendous setting, not only for her professionally, but for our kids academically. Unfortunately, we're seeing the first major concerns in my lifetime about the funding for the state of Wyoming and its education.
Funding wasn't this good when Schrum himself was a student here in the 80s. But beginning in 1995, the Campbell County School District was lead plaintiff in several Wyoming Supreme Court cases, which told lawmakers to come up with a new model to fund the state's schools adequately and equitably.
The Campbell decisions essentially doubled the amount of state resources we were putting into education, and in fact, some ways more than doubled it.
Mary Kay Hill is Governor Matt Mead's policy director.
We took on additional responsibilities. Fully funded transportation and special education, which no other state in the nation does.
With each court ruling, Wyoming's approach evolved. Schools were funded to provide smaller class sizes and tutors. Hill says none of this would be possible if Wyoming weren't the country's leading coal producer and energy exporter.
It has been somewhat serendipitous that as we have had increased legal mandates, we've also seen increased revenue to match our capacity to meet those. It is a great worry to me personally about what we're going to do in the years ahead.
Even with all this money put into education, the state remains in the middle of the pack in most measures of academic achievement. Students' ACT and NAEP scores have not risen along with funding. But Campbell County Superintendent Boyd Brown says he's seen improvements in Gillette.
Over the 28 years I've been in the district, teachers work harder than they've ever worked. They try to give those students as much support and help as they can to get them where they need to go.
In March, the legislature cut K-12 funding by more than a percent. So Campbell County and districts across Wyoming are trimming budgets. Brown will cut at least 20 educators and a program that gets elementary school kids active outside. He worries layoffs will drive more students and funding out of town.
We sure are feeling a sense of anxiety for all those people that have lost their jobs.
To help a little, Brown is reminding struggling families about free and reduced price lunch applications and the district's mental health clinic. More than 2% of Wyoming workers lost their jobs last year. As the schools cut programs and staff, Mark Schrum's family makes cuts of its own.
Got to be very conscious about the money we're spending and what we're doing. You know, we've been doing things with amenities that are very nice to have, but you can kind of do without once you figure it out again.
With no coal jobs in sight, Schrum is pursuing a special education master's degree and a teaching credential online. He wants a career that won't go away. and he figures Gillette will always need teachers. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.